Welcome back, Bulldogs, to today's episode, Midcap.
We are your hosts, Violet and Audra. This week, we are going to be doing everything from height checks to talking about commonly used lies.
Let's get into it with Tyler, Beckett, Tessa, and myself interviewing people about their height.
How tall do you think you are?
5 foot. Okay.
You're actually 5'2".
How tall do you think you are?
I would say 5'7".
You're actually 5'9".
How tall do you think you are?
Probably about 5'5".
You're actually 5'7".
How tall do you think you are?
I think I'm 5'5".
You're right, you're actually 5'5".
How tall do you think you are?
I'm 6'2", so, you know, I'm pretty tall.
You're actually 5'8".
How tall do you think you are?
You know, 5'5", maybe 5'6".
Actually 5'6".
How tall do you think you are?
I think I'm about 5'10".
Actually 5'10".
How tall do you think you are?
4'8".
You're actually 4'8".
How tall do you think you are?
5'3".
You are actually 5'1".
How tall do you think you are?
5'10".
Okay, you are actually 5'9".
How tall do you think you are?
5'7".
Okay.
You're actually 5'8".
How tall do you think you are?
5'2".
You're actually 5'4".
Wow, I didn't know so many people lied about their height.
Yeah, how tall do you think you are? The last time I checked, I was 5'5".
I think I'm around 5'4".
Anyways, next up is interviews about the biggest lie you ever told with Lucia, Phoebe, and Audra.
Bulldog Podcast.
This is episode 5.
And today we're interviewing people about the biggest lie they've ever told.
I wonder what everybody's lies are going to be about.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear them.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told someone?
Whenever I don't want to hang out, I just say, I have an appointment.
Bridget, what's the biggest lie you've ever told someone?
That I can't hang out.
Biggest lie you've ever told?
I told my parents that I was only going to have 2 people over, and then 10 people came over.
Lie you've ever told?
In third grade, I threw away my turkey sandwiches at lunch every day and told my mom that I ate them.
The biggest lie you've ever told someone?
I can't host.
Biggest lie you've ever told someone?
I can hang out.
The biggest lie you've ever told?
I told my brother I didn't steal his money, but I stole $20.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told someone?
So one time my mom said she was going to take me to the store, but she couldn't. So I told her I didn't drive the car, but I drove the car.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told someone?
I tell my mom that I lock the door when I go to school, but I never lock it.
Biggest lie you've ever told?
My parents asked if I got an A+ on my test, and I said yes, but I actually got a C on it.
Biggest lie you've ever told?
That I wasn't wandering the hallway.
What's the biggest lie you've ever told?
Okay, when I had my first baby, we said that we didn't want to know what the sex was, and I actually found out from the ultrasound tech that it was going to be a girl, but I kept it a secret the entire time and acted surprised.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. Wyatt's was probably the best.
I agree.
Thank you for listening.
Those are some really interesting lies.
What do you think the biggest lie that you ever told someone is, Audra?
Probably that I thought their outfit was cute.
Oh, now we're going to Phoebe and Tessa with some of the lies that made history.
In 1918, the Bolshevik revolutionaries executed the remaining members of the Romanov dynasty. But just like in the Disney movie Anastasia, rumors spread that their youngest daughter, Anastasia, had escaped.
Many con artists tried to prove that they were the dead Duchess, but Anna Anderson was truly the only one who people considered to actually be Anastasia. After a failed suicide attempt, Anderson was found in a German canal with no personal identification and bore a resemblance to Anastasia. After Anderson died, a DNA test proved she was a fraud.
In 2019 World Series, 8 Chicago White Sox baseball players intentionally lost against the Cincinnati Reds in exchange for a gambling bribe of $100,000, which equals almost $1.5 million in today's money. But in the end, a permanent ban from playing Major League Baseball was all those players earned.
Have you ever heard of the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Even though the Soviets reassured the U.S. that they were only sending defensive weapons to Cuba, they were actually lying.
The Soviet Union was actually planting missiles in Cuba. Eventually, an American plane spotted and photographed missiles being snuck into Cuba,
which led the Russian leader agreeing to the terms sent by the U.S. and took the missiles back to Russia.
Have you ever heard of a type of fraud called the Ponzi scheme?
Well, that is based off of an Italian immigrant, Charles Ponzi, who made a fortune off of lying to people.
In 1920, Ponzi tricked thousands of New England residents into investing in a postage stamp speculation scheme.
Every time an investor gave him money, he'd use those funds to pay off earlier investors.
Eventually, he racked in $250,000 a day, about $3 million in today's money.
But in the end, he was convicted of 85 counts of mail fraud.
Thank you, bye Bulldogs!
I expect that.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Well, it's time for the next segment with Anna talking about most commonly used laws.
Hi, my name is Anna, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the most commonly used lies. First of all, people say they didn't see someone's call, but what they really mean is that they didn't want to answer it. Also, for some reason, people lie about saying how close they are to being somewhere. For example, when someone asks how long until someone gets home, they respond by saying they're almost there, even if they haven't even left yet. One of the most used lie that I know I've used before when signing up for something is checking off the box that says I've read and agree to all of the terms and conditions, even if I didn't read it. I can't imagine anyone ever getting caught using these lies. Thank you for listening to my segment.
I have definitely used some of those lies before.
Yeah, same. That's it for this episode, Bulldogs.
Thanks for listening. See you next week. Just gonna